We're holding the Daf Chavzayin, and the Mishnah and the Gemara discusses how the first night is different than the rest of the Yom Tov. The first night has its own Chiyuv, and this Chiyuv is that a person has to eat and has to be mekayim with the mitzvah of Sukkah, as opposed to the rest of the Yom Tov. Therefore, a person is not eating, he doesn't have to be in the Sukkah, at least from the eating factor. He may have to sleep there, he may have to be there for other reasons, but the eating, is, if he doesn't eat, so there's no eating that's going to make it that he has to be in the sukkah for that. But the first night, there's a chiyah for a person to eat in the sukkah. And he has to go and eat, make sure he eats, and do it in the sukkah. Some of the Rishonim, the Rosh included, say that the first night is different in another aspect as well. And that is that we know the rest of Yom Tov, if a person is mitzar, if the sukkah is causing him discomfort and is causing him to be uncomfortable, he doesn't have to stay in the sukkah. He can leave. And that's the p'tur we know of mitzar. And the Rosh says this p'tur of mitzar does not apply to the first night, does not apply to the first eating in the sukkah, the first night of Sukkot. And he says, therefore, on the first night, even if it's raining, even if a person is very cold, even for whatever reason, a person is mistar and would otherwise be potter from the sukkah, the first night is different, and he is still chayiv. Other Rishonim, however, say not this way, and they say that the same way mistar is potter the rest of Sukkot, he is equally potter the first night as well. What's very interesting about this machloikis is that if let's say a person finds himself in a situation where he's mitzar, for example, it's raining, so according to the Rosh, he's mechuyev to be in the sukkah in the first night. According to other Rishonim, he's potter. So if he goes ahead and eats while it's raining, right? Let's say a person comes to the sukkah the first night and it's raining, and he remembers the Rosh Hashita, the Rishonim who hold that even though he's mistar, he's chayv in the sukkah, and he goes out and eats. He finishes his meal while it's raining, the sukkah is out there with his raincoat, and then he's done his meal, and he's ready, and he's leaving the sukkah. According to Rosh, he was mekayim his mitzvah, but according to other Rishonim, he wasn't mekayim his mitzvah. And if after that, the rain stops, according to other Rishonim, he's mechuyev to go in the sukkah, now mekayim his mitzvah. Because he wasn't yet mekayim the mitzvah. Because eating the sukkah was not fulfilling the mitzvah. Because according to them, it's Sarah's potter. So, because of this and other factors as well, what we do the first night of Sukkot is, if it's raining, we wait. We generally, unless there are other issues involved, we wait. And we wait for the rain to stop in order to mekayim the mitzvah according to everybody. If, however, the rain doesn't stop, and the person, even after he waits, it's taking time, what we do is that we start the suda. We start the suda in the sukkah with the kiddush and the first eating of the bread in the sukkah, which is going to be a fulfillment of the mitzvah according to the Rosh. And those who hold that a mitzar is chayiv in the sukkah the first night. And then we continue the suda, the rest of the suda inside. And then if it ends up, if the rain stops, then we go back into the sukkah and eat more bread, specifically bread or challah. We eat something that's hamotzi in order to fulfill the mitzvah according to other Rishonim. Because there's a catch over here. You have to, it's not enough that you ate in the sukkah while it's raining. You have to eat in the sukkah, according to the other Rishonim, while it's not raining. So that's what we try to get and fulfill the mitzvah according to both shittas. And therefore we wait, and if it doesn't work out with waiting, we begin in the suda and eat the first eating of the bread in the sukkah, and then later when the rain stops, we eat more bread in the sukkah in order to kind of the mitzvah according to everybody.